Welcome to another episode of the Thought Leaders Business Lab. I'm your host today, Samantha Riley. I'm here on my own today. I've decided to do something a little bit different. I am going to share with you an episode that I recorded a couple of years ago, but I think it's so relevant right now with the year that we've had. I mean, 2020, I don't know about you, but certainly blindsided me. I was not expecting 2020 to be like it has been. I was having a little bit of a giggle the other day. I was reading a blog post that I wrote in the first week of January and reading my words from the perspective of not knowing what this year was going to be like were actually almost hilarious, where I was saying, I'm so excited, it's going to be the best year ever, so many things. And it certainly hasn't turned out the way I was writing. But what it has done is actually proved to me that there are always opportunities. It's just that sometimes we don't think that we're going to find them in the place that we originally thought. And that certainly has been my experience with 2020. And a lot of my clients who are doing amazing things, I just had a client tell or share on our group call this week that in the last 4 months, she's done an 800% increase in her business. And that is absolutely incredible. And it is just because she's had to look for opportunities, or she didn't have to, but she looked for opportunities in different places. And it certainly has paid out in spades for her. So the other thing that I'm noticing is that as we've had such a crazy year, that a lot of people are starting to feel really tired, overworked, really ready for this year to almost be over, and it's only the beginning of October. So I want to share with you an episode today that I recorded, like I said, a couple of years ago with a client of mine, Rebecca Andelin. And in this episode, she shares how she went from being overworked, totally burnt out. She was beside herself, didn't know what to do. There was no boundaries in her life, and how she was able to turn that around and grow her business. And there are so many lessons in here that are so relevant for right now that I've decided to re-release it because you may not have heard it before. But it's how you can go from being burnt out and overwhelmed to really loving life again. Like I said, so many amazing aha moments that Rebecca shares in this episode. Now, Rebecca also was a client in my Business Success Academy program, which I have just opened the doors for yesterday. If you're listening, I opened the doors to BSA on the 30th of September, and the doors have opened again. She shares a little bit about what she got out of this program. So Business Success Academy is for you if, you know, you want to start to see the new opportunities in your business. Maybe you want to go from a one-to-one model to a one-to-many delivery model in your business. Or maybe you've decided that, with the slowdown this year, that a job isn't really for you anymore, that maybe you want to start something, a side hustle or your own business to really take control of your life and create something that is going to give you the joy and the ability to make more money than you're making in a job, to have freedom and choice with how you spend your time, and to do something that's really meaningful. If you want to do some work that really matters, maybe this is for you. You can go and check out Business Success Academy at SamanthaRiley.global/success. There's some great bonuses there that are available just for the next couple of days, so I urge you to go over and have a look. But right now, I want to share with you Rebecca Andelin talking about how she went from burnt out and overworked to loving life again in less than 6 months. So let's roll that episode. I'm Samantha Riley. I'm your host today, and I've decided to share a story from one of my Business Success Academy clients. Now, when I very first spoke to Rebecca, and you might actually relate to this story, she was so burnt out. She was working ridiculous hours, like over 12 hours every day. She was spending no time looking after herself and doing the things in her life that make her happy. She wasn't spending much time with her family. She was not doing the things in life that she loves, like training and cooking and all the things that light her up and mean that she can do really, really great work in her business and turn up energized and passionate. And you might be able to relate to that, just working crazy hours and feeling like you're not getting anywhere, feeling like you just are on the verge of tears all the time, or even you might know what it's like to just randomly burst into tears. And I want to share this story with you today because Rebecca has inspired me. She's inspired other people within Business Success Academy. And I want to share her story so that it can inspire you to know that there is another way, that there is a way that you can start to love your life and start to fall in love with your business again. So today I'm bringing you Rebecca Anderlin. Let's just dive right in. Let's jump in and hear from Rebecca. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you. Hi, I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited to chat to you today. We have known each other. Oh, how long have we known each other?
Maybe been about 6 months, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We were introduced by a mutual friend in another Facebook group, and you reached out and we had a chat, and watching your growth and the journey that you've been on for the last 6 months has just been so amazing that I had to reach out and get you on the show because I wanted to share this with other people because it's been, well, it quite literally has changed your life, hasn't it?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. So before we start, why don't you share with us a little bit about what it is that you do and the kinds of people that you work with?
So what it is I do, my company is Anderlin Athletic. I basically curate workout programs for people, whether it's online or in person. It can be one-on-one, it can be group classes, it can be swim workouts, it can be yoga. So I create the workouts, I train people through the workout, and then making sure that they're doing it safe and correctly and all that stuff so that they have an effective workout program.
Totally. And that's just a little tiny piece of what you do.
Yeah.
But we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper because we had a little chat before. You're a little bit different to most personal trainers. You've got such an extensive background of what you bring to the way that you work with your clients, right?
Yeah, and awesome. You make it sound really cool when you say it.
You are cool. So I invited you onto the show today because, like I said, you know, you came into my world or we came into each other's worlds 6 months ago. Why don't you just share a little bit about what was going on in your life and in your business when you reached out and we first had a chat?
Well, I was running a business. I had kind of dove into this business running situation without any knowledge. I have degrees in biology. I have almost no experience running a business. I just knew kind of the field I wanted to go in. I had some clients. I had dove into this head first. And I had gotten to a point, I was about a year and a couple of months into running my own business full time. And I was reaching an end point. And when we talked, I think I was like on the verge of tears pretty much every day. And just feeling burned out and frustrated and isolated and kind of used and just depleted. I was just getting really depleted, and I saw it happening, and I knew I was like reaching point of like breakdown, and I needed to do something no matter how much it cost. I needed to make a change. So that's when we talked.
Yeah, we did. And I love it that you said that you felt used, because this is something that I hit this same wall many, many, many years ago, where I started to resent everyone in my world because I was so tired and burnt out. I was resenting my clients. I was resenting my family, my kids, just everyone in my world.
Yeah.
But, you know, resenting your clients is not a great place to be when they're paying you, right? But,
yeah.
And it's something that we don't talk about, but I'm sure that many of us have felt that. And then not only do you resent them, but then there's also this guilt that comes in because you know you shouldn't be resenting them, and it's a really nasty circle. And where I felt that many, many years ago is something that I know that happened to you as well, was going into business but not really thinking about the outcome that you were trying to achieve in your life, which meant that you started what you have said is the wrong business for you. Can you go a little bit more into that?
Yeah, of course. Went into a teaching credential program and I really didn't like it. And while I was doing that, I started CrossFit coaching. And I love to do CrossFit, and I started coaching, and I was doing this teaching credential at the same time, and I realized, like, hey, I don't really want to do teaching because it the way it makes me feel. I go through a 12-hour day at the gym, and I feel amazing at the end. I could do five of those in a row, no problem, and be super energized by all the people I helped and felt connected with, and it was like hanging out with my friends all day, and I just realized that was really what I wanted to do. And then I got to the point where I was having my own clients and I was working a full-time job and doing this stuff on the side. And then I also got a job coaching at the high school, and I was doing water polo coaching at the high school. So I was kind of like doing all these odd jobs. And I finally got to the point where I was like, I don't think I need my desk job, my full-time job anymore. I have enough of these coaching odd jobs that I can quit that job and do this full-time. And I started a water polo club team to go along with the high school team that I was working at. And so that's kind of how it all launched. Mm-hmm. I ended up in the water polo realm, which I played water polo and swam competitively for about 8 years. And I love it. It's my sport. It's like my first love. I love water polo. And I really enjoyed coaching. But then once I dove into my business, that's when it started to kind of feel like, this isn't really what I wanted. This isn't how I wanted it to be, or what I was envisioning, I guess. So yeah, I just kind of realized that maybe the CrossFit is what I really fell in love coaching. And even though I love playing water polo, it wasn't the right coaching scenario as far as what I wanted.
Totally. And I remember when we very first spoke, it wasn't that you hated coaching the water polo team. I remember you were talking about the fact that the timing didn't work with the life that you were trying to create. You were having trouble, you know, keeping the relationships in your life outside of your business, yet you were really struggling to sort of hold them together. So tell us about the kind of hours that you were pulling at that time, because I believe they were pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. And well, what's crazy about this situation is where I live in San Diego, all of the high schools don't have their own pools, which in like Southern California, I don't understand. So we have to rely heavily on the community pools, but then you have a bunch of high schools close together relying on like one pool. So I don't really get to pick my pool time. It's only between 7 and 9 at night that we're allowed pool time. And it's expensive. It's not something like the school gives you at like a discounted price. It's expensive lane time. There's only set times that you can go. And then, you know, during the summer, it's pretty rigorous hours. And then you have like tournaments on the weekends and planning overnight trips. And so all of that. And then not only that, it's the, you know, all the business stuff on top of that, of, you know, equipment I had to buy and, you know, hotels I have to book and transportation, then getting clients and getting people to show up to practice at 7 to 9 at night. It's just a whirlwind of things that just don't really pan out super well.
Yeah. So, and as an ex-dance teacher that used to spend every night in a dance studio, I totally understand what that's like, working other people's times. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. So you were overwhelmed at that time. You were spread thin and you were lonely and things just weren't feeling really well. But that was 6 months ago and you're in a really different place today. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think that your story can inspire so many other people that may be listening that are like, oh my goodness, I get it. That's how I feel. I feel lonely and overwhelmed and, you know, there's all these things happening and bright, shiny objects and I'm chasing my tail and I can't get anywhere. What does your life look like now? How has it changed?
Well, what's changed for me is when I get into that overly stressed out mode, things that I enjoy doing go out the window. Like I stop working out myself because I'm working crazy hours and there's not the emotional, mental exertion for me to like make my workouts happen, to eat right the way that I want to, or just feel like I have like space in my brain and in my mind and my heart to do things that I feel passionately about outside of work, like cooking or spending time with my family. So just now I've recently started to get back into a routine where I'm waking up and working out. I'm meal prepping on the weekend. I'm doing all the things that I'm teaching other people how to do and I'm enjoying it and feeling like, yeah, like there's maybe a new recipe I want to try, or I made homemade peanut butter the other day just because I wanted to try it, where those are things that when I'm burned out and overwhelmed, I forget that I even want to do those things. So now I'm doing all of those things that like I plan my own schedule. I, you know, have my chunk of time where I'm seeing people. I have a chunk of time where I'm working at my desk and at home on my computer. And I have a chunk of time that I'm doing what I want to do, working out, hanging out with friends, doing normal stuff on weekends.
I love that. And I'll just, let me add, all I heard was peanut butter. I swear to God, I almost ran out this call, almost ran out the door. I'm going to fly to San Diego just to have homemade peanut butter. Seriously, could there be anything much better than that?
Yeah. I mean, when I went to Bali, they made homemade everything there. And so that really inspired me. I really wanted to make homemade peanut butter ever since I went to Bali in August.
That's so good. So good. Oh my goodness. I'm such a foodie. Love it.
Yeah.
So you were overwhelmed. Now you've got all these things happening. I'd love you to share with us some of the steps that you took to move from overwhelmed to totally having a energized life again.
Well, I always say that like owning a business is like the X Games of self-love and acceptance. It's like an extreme sport of self-confidence. And I don't think that I came into owning a business. I thought I was fairly confident before. Like I'm an athlete and, you know, I feel like I've done some of those like mental skills that it's like, I got a foundation, but then coming into owning a business, it was like, I had to accept that I had to kind of start over with some things. And there was this big emotional process for me the last 6 months or more of just clearing away some of the things that aren't serving me anymore. And even that was kind of accepting like, hey, maybe water polo isn't the main focus of things that I want to do. I have to let that go a little bit so that I can shift to something else. So it's just been like a construction zone.
Yeah.
Look, around everything that I'm doing, like just clearing everything away that isn't helping me because it's really holding me back. And it's even more apparent owning a business and trying to market myself. All of the little things that are just holding me back are just way more apparent. So
doing that clearing and taking away the things that you knew that could still pay the bills, you know, taking away those things, how scary was that at the time?
It's super scary. It was, and like, even as I'm like, this week, I'm not going to take any jobs that pay money right now, but aren't in line with this goal. And then someone would call me and they'd be like, hey, can you come, you know, do this other thing and we'll pay you cash. And it's like, okay, great. I'll do that. It's like, I just told myself not to do that. But when somebody is like flashing money at you, I just want to go in that direction. And it took probably a solid month for me to stop doing that.
I remember there was a few posts in the Facebook group where you were like, oh, help people.
Yeah. But the thing is doing that and messing up my schedule, I realized how scattered it made me feel and less productive I felt by giving in to those things. But it was really hard to say no to money right now with the hope of something else panning out in the future.
Yeah. You swapped playing the short game or the, you know, the quick win for the long game, really understanding where it is that you wanted to be. And it hasn't even, to be honest, like, 6 months is a pretty, still what I would consider a pretty short game to have done what you've done and to, you know, to take away, like, gosh, it just watching you, it has been so inspiring because it's like you've done a full clear and, you know, and rebuilt those foundations, which is incredible in 6 short months.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is like the month after I stopped taking some of those jobs that somebody had reached out to me and they had, it was a trainer that I had worked with before. She owns a personal training gym down the road from me. And her and I kind of are in the same coaching. We know a lot of the same people and we're just kind of in the same like coaching network. But she called me and she was like, hey, my gym is booming right now. Someone else called me and offered me some kind of like coaching position at their gym. She's like, I can't do it because my gym is kind of taking all my time. But when she said it was, you know, teen athletes and girls that are looking to sports performance train, she's like, you were the first person I thought of and you're my first phone call and I want to recommend you. Is that all right? And it was like, I've never had that phone call before, but as soon as I stopped doing something I shouldn't, something good did come my way that was really encouraging to go, oh, I guess I don't need to take all those other random jobs because this other thing panned out and now I'm working there now. So
I love hearing stories like that. Just the energy, you know, you get rid of the clutter and just the right things fall into place. Love that.
Yeah.
So you would say the first thing was the confidence to really go back, to pair back what wasn't in alignment of your values and your outcomes and have the confidence to do that. What do you think would be the second thing that you did that has catapulted you in 6 short months to where you are now?
I think, honestly, I think once I like cleared away that construction, did some of the other clearing, it's getting to carving out time for me in my schedule and being more protective about that time, because I'm more productive in the time that I do sit down and work when I'm filled by something else, like my workouts or being with family or being with my boyfriend or doing something outside. When I do go sit down at my desk, I'm way more productive and I get way more done. Kind of prioritizing some things, finding out what my priorities are so that I'm the most productive.
It's just so beautiful to think that you can actually slow down and get more work done. Like, isn't that just such a beautiful symphony right there?
It's really counterintuitive because I feel like, you know, I'd sit at my desk and like plow through my desk from like 8 a.m. to like 8 at night, be super burned out and in tears by Thursday and like not even want to like leave my house over the weekend. But the more I kind of like took it at a pace of like, I think that's good for today. I should stop and move to, you know, maybe I'll go for a walk or go do something else for a little bit. Just protecting that time of whatever I'm going to do away from my desk and away from clients fuels everything that I do while I am at my desk and with clients.
I love that. I love that. Now, I know that before we started recording, we had a really good chat about the fact that you used to have bright, shiny object syndrome, and there was all these bright, shiny objects around and you were trying to collect them all and you had so many ideas that you couldn't implement. Can you share a little bit about what's changed there? Because when you said that, I just think, well, you know, I'm sure we've all been there and know exactly what that feels like. And I see so many people that have got the same thing. So tell us how that's changed.
Well, so I guess anytime I'm at any kind of training or like even today I did your module 7 again, and I have all these ideas of like, I want to make this product. I want to do this. I want to run this class. I want to find these clients. And I have to like stop myself and say, no, I'm only working on these 3 projects this month. And, you know, I can write those things down and put them in my hopper. And if at some point I run out of projects or I need something new to work on, it's there, but I don't have to go down that rabbit hole right now and really just stay focused on like, these are the 3 projects that I already picked and I'm already working on and they need my attention. And those other like 50,000 possibly good ideas can just be set to the side and worked on at another time.
Yeah, it's so cool, isn't it? And what you're saying there, we sit down as a group and we work on our 3 projects and just stay focused to that. And if there's something that's bright and shiny that comes along and you think, wow, that's really cool, I'd like to implement that, well, let's just put that on the shelf to the first of next month and then let's look at it then. Because then that gives you time to assess, actually, do I really need that? And by the time the next month comes around, it's like, actually, no, I don't. And you're just creating that space of like, no, I don't need that, and just moving along.
Yeah, and I even remind myself today, like, those things aren't going to make me more or less money than the things I'm working on right now. And if I keep changing my mind to like what project I'm going to work on, none of them are ever going to get finished and I'm not ever going to make money from any of them. So like, I'd make more money picking my 3 and sticking with them than squirrel shiny object syndrome.
I love that. I've got a friend, we send each other little gifts of squirrels all the time. Like, that's our little code too. I just saw you do something really strange on Facebook. Can you focus? Oh, I love that. I love that. I think what I'm hearing is the biggest thing is that there's so many courses out there that, you know, that how to run webinars and how to, you know, do Facebook groups and, you know, how to do this thing and Facebook ads and all of these different things. And I see that people, they buy all these things, which actually isn't a problem in itself that they're doing the courses. Where the issue is coming in is that they haven't laid the foundations of their business properly. So they're getting frustrated and beating themselves up because all of these things aren't working. Where what you've done is, and what we do is stop. You don't need another thing. What we need to do first is assess. Where are you at? Let's go back. Let's lay the foundations and then let's get going again and building just one small step at a time. And, you know, and that's how you've moved so quickly.
I just was going back through some of the training material that that I use for your course. And I think I've done your first and second module at least 3 or 4 times each of those first 2 modules that are about exactly that, of just like defining what my business is, who I want to work with, and starting there and making that the foundation of my business. Not like, hey, I have this great idea that nobody has said that they wanted yet, but maybe I'll just put it out there and hope somebody likes it. But really narrowing it down to what exactly do I want to do and who do I want to work with?
Yeah, I love it. I want to give you so much kudos, Rebecca. I love working with you. Having you on the call every week is just such a pleasure. Your energy comes through the phone all the way down under. I can feel it every time we're on a call. And you've just trusted the process so beautifully, and watching you go through this. And at some times it hasn't been easy, has it? You know, there's been times where you've posted in the group like, oh my goodness, help. I'm just, you know, it feels so foreign because I'm doing something new, and it's great to see everyone rallying around and going, no, Rebecca, you've got this. And just watching you go, yeah, I do. And just keeping on going and watching you turn your life around in 6 months has been just so beautiful, and I'm so happy for you. And I can feel the energy has changed so much with you. So well done. Amazing.
Thank you.
Now, if people are listening to this and they want to stay connected to you in your world, whether they're in San Diego or whether they're anywhere around the world and they're into goal setting and fitness and all of the wonderful things you do, how can they stay connected with you?
Well, I have a Facebook group called The Lifelong Athlete through my business page, Andelin Athletics. So the Lifelong Athlete group is free. And so you can join that group, stay connected. I post stuff that products I'm coming out with, projects I'm working on, just to put all my content on there. So all that stuff's on there. And then I have an Instagram at Andelin Athletics, and then my website is andelinathletics.com.
And you've got a performance goal game plan we can find on your website?
Yes, that's one of my free downloads. It's the performance goal game plan. It's basically a grid sheet to help someone work on deciding what their performance goal is and then how to achieve it. So how to get from point A to point B when you have some kind of performance-related goal you want to set.
Which, just listening to you for the last half hour or so that we've been chatting, that's exactly your genius zone.
Yeah.
Let's work out where we want to go and let's just put the steps in place to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Rebecca, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you today. Thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing with us what's happened in your business in the last 6 months. And I'm so looking forward to seeing what happens in the next 6 months and beyond.
Thank you. And I can't thank you enough for creating a space for me to have semi coworkers and just have like a people to go to and vent to. It's priceless for me. So thank you very much. I can't even say how grateful I am. Thank you.
No, thank you. It's people like you that, you know, that's why we do what we do. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Rebecca.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to the show. Whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you. Number one, grab a free copy of the Thought Leaders Positioning Checklist over at samanthariley.global/checklist. Number two, check out my inner circle for coaches, experts, and change makers over at samanthariley.global/inner circle. Or number three, connect with me to discuss how I can work with you on a more personal or a one-on-one level at hello@samanthariley.global. I look forward to hanging out with you here again on Thursday, right here on the Thought Leaders Business Lab.